Title, Folder Hygiene for Samples, Using Session View Intermediate. Alright, let's clean up your drum and bass projects without killing the vibe. If you've ever opened an old Ableton set and it's just Audio 23, Audio 24, 5 versions of Kick Final, and a bunch of resamples you're scared to delete, this lesson is for you. We're going to use Session View like an organized sample crate inside the project, not in Finder, not in Explorer, inside the set, where you're actually making decisions. The goal is simple. You move faster, you commit more confidently, and when you come back in 2 weeks, everything still makes sense. By the end, you'll have a session view structure that acts like folders, bins, and a resample printing system. You'll also have naming and color rules that make your set searchable and self-explanatory. Let's start. Step 0. Set the rules early, so the project stays clean later. Open a brand new live set, and immediately save it properly. Go to File, Save Live Set As, and name it like a real file you'd be happy to see later. Here's a solid format: Artist, Track Name, BPM, Key, Version Number. For example, Artist Track Name 172 BPM DMV01. Now set your tempo to something DNB realistic, 170 to 176. If you want a default, pick 174. Next, we handle warp defaults, because bad auto-warping can ruin break groove without you noticing. Open Preferences, go to Warp and Launch. Turn auto-warp long samples off. That's a big one if you dig through breaks. Loop or warp short samples can stay on if you like, because it helps one-shots behave, but the key point is, you want control over your break warping, not surprises. The teacher note here is, if you don't set rules at the start, you'll spend the rest of the project paying interest on chaos. Step 1. Build a session view crate structure using groups. In session view, we're going to make groups that mirror a clean sample folder structure. Create a group called drums. Inside it, create tracks named kick, snare, hats, break A, break B, perk, and one audio track called drum resample. Now make a group called bass. Inside it, sub, mid, and bass resample. Now make a group called effects. Inside, risers, impacts, atmos, and effects resample. Finally, a group called ref/temp. Inside, reference and scratchpad. So what's happening conceptually? Tracks are your folders, groups are your master folders, and in a minute, scenes become your subfolders, your bins, your crates. Now do a simple color system. Warm colors like orange and red for drums. Cool colors like blue and purple for bass. Green for FX, gray for reference and temporary stuff. Quick upgrade. Color isn't just category, it's also status. Bright means approved and ready. Muted means you're still auditioning or unsure. Darker colors can mean do not touch, like printed stems you're committing to. That turns session view into a little Kanban board, not just a grid. Step 2. Use scenes as sample bins, DNB friendly. Rename your first chunk of scenes to something intentional. You can start with 10 scenes like this. 00 start here. 10 kick/snare picks. 20 breaks raw. 30 breaks chopped. 40 hats/shuffle. 50 bass shots raw. 60 bass shots processed. 70 FX transitions. 80 resample prints. 90 export candidates. To rename a scene, click the scene name and hit rename. This is a big mindset shift. You're not just stacking clips randomly. You're sorting them in real time, like you're building crates for a DJ set, except it's your production toolkit. Step 3. Clip naming rules so search actually works. Every single time you drop a sample into session view, rename the clip immediately, not later, not after you get the idea down. Immediately, use a format like type, source key, BPM, notes. Examples, break Amen 174 raw, break Think 174 HP 150 tight, snare punchy layer F sharp, HAT shuffle 174 swing 55, bass Reese shot DDM raw, bass Reese shot DDM sat EQ print 01. Here's why this matters. Live search is only as good as what you feed it. If everything is audio 17, you can't search, you can't compare, and you'll redo work you already did. And if you don't want a file name that's a full paragraph, use clip notes. In the clip view, there's a notes box. Put your extra context there, like, from Splice Pack X, bar 3 has the nice ghost notes. Or, needs dedessing at 7K. Or, only works in drop 2. That's metadata without name bloat. Step 4, make a drum audit lane using follow actions. This is a fast sorting trick and it's perfect for breaks. Go to your break a track. Under the scene called 20 Breaks RAW, drop in a bunch of break clips you're considering. Amen variations, think variations, whatever you're auditioning. Select those clips and in clip view find follow actions in the launch box. Turn follow action on. Set the time to 2 bars. Set the action to next. Chance 100%. Now trigger the first clip, and it cycles through like a playlist. When you hear a winner, duplicate it down into the scene called 30 Breaks Chopped, or even just into a keeper's area, and rename it with the decision baked in. Like break amen 174 keep. Teacher commentary. This is how you stop arguing with yourself. You turn maybe into a labeled decision. Your future self doesn't have to remember why you liked it. Step 5. Standard processing chains to keep things consistent. Let's do a break control chain for break and break B using stock devices. Start with EQ8. High pass somewhere around 80 to 140 Hz depending on the break. If your break has too much low junk, push it higher. If it's thin, back it off. If it's boxy, try a small dip around 250 to 400. Add drum bus. Drive somewhere between 5 and 20% depending on how aggressive you want it. Crunch carefully. For breaks, boom is usually off, because your sub should be your low-end authority. Add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You want glue, not flattening. Add utility. If it's too wide or facey, pull width down to 70 to 100%. Optional. Redux for jungle texture. Subtle. The goal is grit without killing transient clarity. Now save this chain as an audio effect rock called DNB Break Control V1. That's workflow hygiene. You don't reinvent your baseline every project. For one-shots like kick and snare, keep it simple. EQ8 for surgical cleanup. Saturator with soft clip on. Drive 2 to 6 dB. If you want transient control, drum bus transient knob can get you most of the way there, or a compressor with fast settings. For hats, auto filter high pass around 200 to 400, and then utility for width if you want. Just remember, wider hats can feel amazing, but always respect mono compatibility. And for the bass group, put utility on sub and set width to 0. That's your mono discipline. Big systems reward that. Step 6. The resample print lanes. This is where hygiene becomes bulletproof. You already created 3 resample tracks. Drum resample, bass resample, FX resample. Now set them up. On drum resample, set audio from to the drums group, post effects, monitor to in. On bass resample, audio from to the bass group, post effects, monitor in. On FX resample, audio from to the FX group, post effects, monitor in. Now whenever you get a sick moment, you print it in the right place. Arm the relevant resample track. Record into session view and rename immediately. Bass Reese Growl DM Print 03. Break MN Chop Fill Print 01. FX Riser Noise 174 Print 02. Extra Coach Rule that will save you. The 3 version rule. For anything you print, try to keep only 3. Raw, the clean starting point. Mix, what fits right now. Alt, the spicy or weird option. Everything else gets deleted or archived. Otherwise, you'll end up with 27 almost identical prints and you'll never choose. Step 7. Consolidate as file creation. When you chop breaks, you end up with fragments. Consolidate turns that into a clean new asset inside the project. Select the region or clip and consolidate. That creates a new audio file in your project's processed consolidate area. Then rename the consolidated clip immediately. Break Think 174 Chop Ghost Snare 01. Think of consolidate as save as new sample but inside your set, owned by your project. Bonus move, create one shots from loops. If a break has an amazing snare, grab it, consolidate it, and name it something like snare from Amen Clean. Now you've got one shots that match the aesthetic of your loops, and they live inside the same project system. Step 8, project level hygiene. Make it portable. Once you've built a palette you like, go to file, collect all and save. Tick anything that's coming from elsewhere, including user library stuff if needed. This prevents the missing files nightmare when you open the project on another machine, or after you reorganize drives later. Now, extra coach note, use the project panel as your truth source. Open the project panel. Look at media files, that's everything Live thinks is use. Then look at unused files, that's the stuff quietly bloating your project folder. After a few sessions, go to manage project and delete unused files, but only when you're confident you don't need those alt takes. This is how you stop samples slash imported from becoming a junk drawer. Step 9. Turn the crate into arrangement quickly. DNB practical. Here's a simple sketch. In 00 start here, trigger kick, snare, hats, and minimal bass for 8 bars. In 20 breaks raw, bring in a raw break that's high passed so it adds momentum but doesn't fight the sub. Another 8. In 30 breaks chopped, add a chopped fill every 8 or 16. In 70FX transitions, trigger a riser and impact into the drop. In 80 resample prints, start triggering your printed bass shots as call and response. Then hit global record and perform your scene launches. Ableton writes that performance into arrangement, and you've got a tune skeleton fast, built from an organized palette instead of a messy pile. A couple advanced variations if you want to level this system up. 1. A two-axis crate. Scenes represent use case, like audition, keepers, drop 1, drop 2, fills, switch-ups. Tracks represent source, like amen, think, pack kicks, resampled bass, foley. This is amazing if you think like an arranger. You browse by moment in the tune, not sample type. 2. Pre-FX versus post-FX lings. For example, break a RAW feed with no devices, routed into break a process that holds the chain. Now you can swap raw clips without ever touching the processing chain. 3. A dedicated clipboard track. A single track called clipboard where you temporarily park clips while reorganizing. It sounds silly until you're moving fast and accidentally drag something into the wrong scene. 4. Micro tags and square brackets for quick filtering. Like S for swingy, T for tight, G for gritty, W for wide, M for monosafe. So you can name something HAT Shuffle 174ST and later search for T across the project. Before we wrap, common mistakes to avoid. Mistake 1. Not renaming clips. Audio 17 is how you lose your best snare layer forever. Mistake 2. Mixing raw and processed in the same scene without labels. You'll reprocess the same thing multiple times and waste energy. Mistake 3. No resample lanes. That leads to scattered renders and no idea what's current. Mistake 4. Overwarping breaks. Auto warp can wreck groove. Warp intentionally. Mistake 5. Skipping collect all and save. That's how you end up opening a set and seeing missing files everywhere. One last safety trick. Lock your gold clips. If there's something you absolutely don't want to accidentally edit, duplicate the clip. Then deactivate the duplicate. Rename it with safe at the end. It's insurance. Now a quick 15-minute practice you can do right after this lesson. Create the groups. Drums, bass, effects, ref slash temp. Create 5 scenes. Breaks raw, breaks chopped, bass shots raw, bass shots processed, resample prints. Import 2 breaks, 5 one-shots, and 3 bass shots. Rename every clip. This audio version is shortened for playback.